Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Arrogant People Need to Be Left Alone. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. God says, I hate pride and arrogance, wicked behavior and a lying mouth. In Psalm chapter 31, verses 23 to 24. Love God, all you devout. God, the protector of the faithful, will repay the arrogant with interest. Be strong. Let your heart be bold, all you who hope in God. Those that are devout love God in their own special way. They are sound in faith and know that God will take care of them. They only place their hope in God and nothing else, because they know that God will provide for them whatever it is that they need. They have proved their faith in God because they have works to show for it. Without works, how can one say that they have faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. When we place our hopes in God, we are looking to God to help us, whether it's to get us through some tough times, or heartaches from a trauma, or maybe just our salvation. What makes our hearts strong is when our hopes are backed up with trust in God. When we worry that something isn't going to work out, or project the worst because of fear, then we weaken our hearts, our hopes, and our faith. Getting rid of these negative thoughts and feelings isn't easy at times, but this is where we need to be bold and look for a positive outcome. We can do this by changing the way we think and projecting a more positive outcome and asking God to show us His glory. He wants to prove to you that He loves you by showing you that He can get you through your troubled times. Being negative only causes us misery and stress. It also crushes our hopes and faith. Arrogance comes from pride, and there are so many arrogant people out there who want to do nothing but to try to hurt those and drag those people down that believe in God. They are closed-minded and have no foundation whatsoever. They can't prove what they say. All they want to do is put people down, get into arguments, and disagree with anything anyone else has to say. They do not know how to be rational or think in a rational way. Their foundation is built on pride, which is like building a house on sand. Also, there are people who are believers, and they can be arrogant as well, including what was previously written. They try to force their beliefs onto others and bash other people's religions and their beliefs. This is no way to get the message across. Don't get hostile when you want to defend yourself or your beliefs. Always listen to what others have to say. If they want to be arrogant, then walk away. Don't waste your time with them. There will be people who will listen, and those that won't. Let those people go. It's probably not their time yet. Religion, just like politics, are always going to be touchy subjects to discuss. This is why everyone has their own path to travel. If you follow Jesus, He will lead you to the truth. Let the arrogant travel on their road to perdition, while you travel on the road into the light. Thank you, and may God bless you always.